Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Bad Medicine.
You know why cowpokes like Kellogg's Rice Krispies so much, Charlie?
Well, because they're toasty brown puffs of goodness, I suppose. So light and good on the spoon, and they sound so cheery.
That's right. Fellers sure like to hear that wonderful sound, snap, crackle, and pop, when they pour the milk or cream over their Rice Krispies. It tells them here's real good eating.
Kids, remind Mom to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Ask her to get you the one and only world's talking cereal.
Yes, sir. Rice Krispies can even out-talk me. Enjoy Rice Krispies tomorrow, kids.
Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles ran into all sorts of fakers and swindlers in their job of upholding the law in the early West. But never did they find a more dangerous enemy or come closer to disaster than the time they stopped to watch a traveling medicine show and came up with a real sample of bad medicine.
Bill, I know most of these medicine shows are skin games, but... Well, I still love to watch them.
That's how they keep going, Jingle. A lot of people don't mind being swindled if they get a little fun for their money.
Here comes the professor. I guess the show's about to start.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, one and all, to another performance of the stupendous, scintillating, sensational, superb, soporific show of shows, Dr. Willoughby's Follies of 1872. All right, now, step up a little closer where you can all see.
He sure knows a lot of words, don't he, Bill?
He sure does, Jingles. He may not know how to use them, but he knows a lot of words.
All right, now I'm not here tonight with this magnificent performance to sell you anything. I'm here with all the members of my great theatrical company to bring to you the best, the finest in entertainment.
Bill, with that one little wagon, where does he keep all the members of his great theatrical company?
I don't know, pardon.
Maybe they're hiding in the calliope, huh?
Now, first of all, a few little tricks of magic. Taught to me on my last visit to darkest Africa by the great Mambu. Now, this gentleman down here, could I have your watch, please, sir?
What for?
Well, I want to show you a little trick with it. You'll get it right back. You'll get it in good condition.
I don't know.
Here's a man who doesn't believe in magic.
all right, here's a watch.
Well, that's fine. Thank you very much. Now, everybody watch closely. Everybody watch. Nothing in either hand. Nothing up my sleeve. All right, I say the magic word. Alakazam. Where'd it go?
He's pretty good, Bill.
Yeah, let's see if he's as good bringing it back.
Now, this little lady down in front, this little lady here has just handed me your pocketbook. All right, now watch closely again. Now, once more, I say the magic word, Alakazam, and away it goes.
Let's get up front, Jingle. Let us through, will you please?
Now, you all see this big box. All right, everybody watch when I open the door. There you are. Nothing inside.
When do I get my watch back?
Your watch disappeared, my friend, remember? Now, I step inside the box like this. All right, now keep away from the wagon a little bit, folks. We never know how this one's going to turn out. All right, now I say the magic word.
Now my wallet's gone.
Hurry up, Jingle.
Alakazam!
He's inside the box. Get up on the wagon, Effie. Get up there.
Get out of the way. We got to get that wagon.
Get the horses and let's get after that crook.
Now hold it, everybody.
Hold it yourself. We stole something from everybody here.
We can't stop them, Bill. When they catch up with that wagon, there's no telling what they'll do.
I know, Jingles. Come on, let's get our horses and get to that wagon first.
Bill, that phony medicine show's about the raw swindle I've seen in a long time.
It sure is, Jingles. I don't know how that crook manages to stay alive.
What do you mean?
Well, after the crowd is cleaned out of its valuables, he makes his getaway in that old wagon. He sure can't drive that fast enough to stay ahead of a posse on horseback.
Well, you're right there. We're on Buckshot and Joker, and we're just barely ahead of that mob. Maybe he gets out of town a little ways and makes the whole team and wagon disappear.
That's a good trick if he can do it.
Bill, there's the wagon stopped by the side of the road.
Yeah. Get a gun out and cover that funny magician when he gets out.
Well, when we get him, we better say alakazam and make him disappear fast before that crowd catches up with him. They're awful men.
All right, here we are.
Whoa, Joker.
All right, come out of that wagon with your hands up.
You heard, Bill. Come on out. No answer, Bill.
Let's have a look.
There's nobody in here.
He lit out on foot, I guess.
Well, there's the big box he disappeared into.
Yeah, there's a door in the back of it, too. See?
Oh, yeah. So that's how he does it.
Let's look around and see which way he went.
Well, the team's still hitched up. Not even tied.
I don't see any tracks leading anywhere. He must have jumped off somewhere along the road, Jingles.
Maybe so, but let's worry about that later. Hey, look what's coming down the road after us.
Yeah, here comes that angry mob again.
Bill, they're shooting at us. They think we're the crook.
Find some cover, Jingles.
Well, there's not much to find. I sure wish I could say alakazam and have it work.
Happy talk, it's the cowboy's happy talk.
Well, now, if you want to talk, come on over here, Slim.
Oh, I don't want to talk, Charlie. I just got a little something right here under my arm that'll do the talking. Yes, sirree, I got those talking Rice Krispies that go snap, crackle, and pop right here under my arm.
Oh, that's fine. I'm a Rice Krispies eater myself.
Yep, I guess about everybody's a Rice Krispies eater. You know, those light puffs of rice are one of the most delicious things that us cowboys ever get to eat.
I'm sure of that, Slim, because Rice Krispies are toasted and specially puffed to be extra crispy and good. And then they have a very wonderful flavor. Rice Krispies are really something to eat, teamed up light and crisp with peaches or sliced bananas. And when you pour on milk and cream, add some sugar, man!
Yeah, man, they're good. And don't forget how they talk, either. That's important to us cowhands.
That's right. Kellogg's Rice Krispies go snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk or cream. So you have pleasant talk along through your breakfast.
Happy talk, I call it. Snap, crackle, pop. I love to hear it. In fact, I guess I'll treat myself and go hear some now.
Good enough. And kids, you treat yourself soon to Kellogg's Light and Crispy Rice Krispies. That talk when you eat.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles soon caught up with the wagon in which the medicine show man had escaped. They found no trace of the missing crook, but the angry crowd, close on their heels, started firing wildly at the two lawmen.
Bill, kill us before they find out who we are.
Step out on the trail with your hands up, Jingles.
Let them fill me full of lead.
You make one false move and they will shoot you.
I guess you're right. Hey, don't shoot, it's me, Jingles.
There they are, men, surround him.
Now hold it.
We're law officers.
I don't believe it.
Well, this is Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok.
And I'm his deputy, Jingles.
You're going to have to prove it.
All right, we can prove it, but stop poking those guns in our faces.
Please, everyone, listen to me. Listen, please, everyone. It's true. This is the famous Wild Bill Hickok. I have seen him many times before.
Who are you, stranger?
I am Dr. Willoughby.
owner of the medicine show.
So you run that crooked show. Let's get him.
Now get back there.
Quiet down, you jugheads. Now let's hear what he has to say.
You better talk fast, Doc. Somebody from your show stole a lot of valuables from these folks.
Yes, I know. And Marshal Hickok, I hope that you as an officer of the law can get them all back.
What did you have to do with this?
Nothing. I was robbed, too.
You was robbed?
Yeah. I was. That crook stole my team and wagon. Everything he stole from my show. I just rolled up with the rest of you to try and catch him.
Who are you talking about, Doc?
The man who was doing the magic tricks. The one who made your valuables disappear. Slick Jensen is his name.
That's right, Bill. Doc here wasn't doing those tricks.
No, I certainly was not. I was tied up behind a building while Slick Jensen stole from all of you and then took my wagon and team and escaped. He's no good. I should have fired him from the show a long time ago. Please, Marshal Hickok, will you help me to catch him?
Why, sure, Doc. We'll try our best.
Oh, and what about the rest of you gentlemen? Will you please help me run down this thieving swindler?
All right, hold it just a minute.
All right. Quiet down a minute.
I didn't see any tracks leading away from this wagon. That means that Jensen took off up one of the side trails between here and town. Now, why don't you men split up into small groups and search both sides of the road till you find his trail?
Yeah. We'll do it, Wild Bill. We'll find that crook. Now, get around there. Come on, get
out. Well, I hope they catch him, Doc. But at least you got your team and wagon back.
Yeah, that is good, Jingles. But the reputation of Dr. Willoughby's famous medicine show has suffered. Never before has anyone been cheated at one of our shows. I hope you catch this Slick Jensen and get everything back for those poor people.
We're going to get started on that job right now. Which way are you heading, Doc?
I'll take my wagon and go on to another town, Wild Bill. Good luck to you both, and thank you very much for your help.
Yeah, that's all right, Doc. I'm glad you helped us out by telling the people who we were. They didn't seem willing to believe us.
Oh, that's all right, Jingles. Goodbye now. Giddy-up.
Well, he's a real nice little feller, ain't he, Bill?
Yeah, almost too nice.
What do you mean by that, Bill?
I don't know yet. Steady, Buckshot.
You're figuring out something, Bill. Now tell me what it is. Hup, Joker.
It's only a hunch, Jingles. But Doc Willoughby is the first medicine show man I ever saw that seemed unhappy when people got cheated at his show.
There's a rider coming down the hill. That must be him who not? Yeah, that's Slick, all right. He does a good job. Sometimes too good. Maybe someday the mob will catch up with him.
Hi, Doc. Whoa, there.
Yep. Hello, Slick. Tie your horse on the back. Come on up here.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Well, we fooled him again, didn't we?
Yeah, we surely did. But it was very close this time.
Yeah, so what? Makes it more exciting that way. Well, how do we make out?
Pretty good. While you were making things disappear up on the wagon, I was quietly making money disappear from pockets and jewelry from ladies' handbags.
What a business we got, Doc. And what a performance you gave for that crowd. You even fooled the famous Wild Bill Hickok and that big deputy of his.
Come on, get up there. So you saw it, huh? Where were you hiding?
In a big tree about 100 feet away. Heard every word.
You take too many chances, Slick.
Once you went to work on him, Doc, nobody even looked around for me. And then that dumb Hickok sent him back down the trail looking for tracks.
Which way did Hickok and Jingles go? Huh?
I went back down the trail, too, after you left. Ain't that rich?
Yeah, that's good. But they worry me.
You're always worried. After they was gone, I picked up your horse. He was hiding in the brush, just like you trained him. And then I came on after you. Well, we ain't got a thing to worry about.
Well, we have two things to worry about, Laughing Boy.
What's that?
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Down the trail we going before we start looking for tracks, Bill.
This is far enough, Jingles. Get around there, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker. Here's where we take to the brush.
No, we don't, Jingles. We're hightailing it right down the road after Doc and his wagon. Now get up there, Buckshot.
Hey. Move out, Joker. But, Bill, what about Slick Jensen? He's a crook.
He may not be the only crook. And he might have been watching us when we started off in the wrong direction.
Oh, doggone it. I'm all mixed up. You know, that's the difference between you and me, Bill. You can start thinking and get away with it. But whenever I try to think, I get all confused.
Well, everything's cleaned up, Doc. We're ready to roll into another town and pick the suckers all over again.
Yeah. You got rid of the wallets and the purses?
Yeah. Huh? And I hid the jewelry in the box with the magic trick.
How about the money?
All counted, and there's over $100 apiece. There's your share.
Good, good, good. This business gets better all the time, huh? Now, take a look out the back. See if anyone is behind us.
Now, there you go, worrying again.
All right. But do as I say.
Okay, I'll take a look. Hey, there is somebody behind us.
Who is it?
A couple of riders. One of them a big sort of a... Hey, it's Hickok and that big moose of a deputy.
I knew it. I told you so. They weren't fooled at all.
Now what do we do?
Just what we always do. Go hide in the magic box while I tell them another story.
What about that horse trailing behind the wagon? It won't work, Doc. We'll handle this my way.
Put down that rifle. You can't outshoot Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok will never get a chance to shoot. Neither will Jingles.
You know, Charlie, we cowpokes get a lot of our news by the way of the moccasin telegraph. Matter of fact...
Hey, now, wait a minute there, Slim. What's this moccasin telegraph?
Well, Charlie, when you get your news by word of mouth, that's what we call the moccasin telegraph. I was just a-fixin' to say that was how I first learned about Kellogg's Rice Krispies years ago.
Slim, I'll bet you're not the only person that's learned about Rice Krispies by what you call a moccasin telegraph. Why, it just figures that when anybody finds out about how swell-tasting Kellogg's Rice Krispies are, they're just bound to tell all their friends about them. Yes, sir. Folks just can't help talking about Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And you know, Kellogg's Rice Krispies do their share of talking, too. When they start swimming around in milk or cream, they go snap, crackle, pop to tell you how crisp they are. So, for some happy talk at breakfast tomorrow, enjoy a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
While Bill Hickok suspected that Dr. Willoughby was not running as honest a medicine show as he wished to have people believe, as Bill and Jingles took up the chase of the medicine show wagon, Slick Jensen, Willoughby's partner, fired two careful shots at the lawman.
Those were close, Bill. You suppose a little dog can shoot that good?
Maybe. Maybe that's our friend, Slick Jensen.
He's no friend of mine. I'm going to let him have a couple of slugs around his ears to teach him to be careful with guns.
Hold it up, Jingles. Let's get him stopped and find out what this is all about.
All right, I'll quit shooting if they will.
You take one side and I'll take the other. Watch out for him.
I always watch out for anybody that tried to plug me with a rifle. Get over there, Joker.
Move in, Buckshot. Let's go. What?
Whoever was doing the blasting decided it wasn't such a good idea, Bill.
I guess so. All right, fall down on that tree.
Wild Bill, I'm Mike Madsen. See you. Hold that.
Oh, Wild
Bill. A crook Slick Jensen followed me. He chased me and shot at me. When I saw you behind me, I thought it was him again. That's why I fired those two shots.
Save the fairy stories for somebody that believes them, Doc. We're coming up on that wagon.
You're darn right we are. We want to ask some questions, and we want some straight answers.
Of course. Anything to help the famous Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles.
And Jingles, of course.
That's better.
Now, gentlemen, what questions?
Go ahead, partner.
Sure. Doc, where were you on the night? How come you knew all about... You ask him, Bill. There I go, trying to think again.
Where'd you get that horse that's tied to the back of the wagon?
A horse? Tied to my wagon? Well, what do you know?
Yeah, what do you know? Where'd you get him?
I had no idea he was there. Do you suppose that Slick Jensen had something to do with it? Huh?
I wouldn't be surprised. Now, how could you fire two rifle shots that almost parted our hair while you were driving this team at a full gallop?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, gentlemen, I'm an excellent marksman. One of the acts in my medicine shows a sharpshooting performance. You know, I throw glass marbles up in the air.
That's no good, Doc.
What do you mean?
Bill means he don't believe a word of it. Now I'll ask a question. Where's your partner, Slick Jensen?
All right, gentlemen. You ask for it. Get him, Slick! Get him down!
Look out, Bill! Give me that gun, you little sidewinder. Let go of it.
Oh, get it out.
Drop that gun. Now, sit over there, Doc, and behave yourself. Did you get the other one, Bill?
Yeah, he's fast with a gun, though.
You gotta be faster than a scared shooting start outdraw, Bill, Slick.
Oh, yeah, looks that way. He likes to tore my shoulder off.
You're just lucky he aimed for your shoulder, or you wouldn't be talking about it. Where'd he come from, Bill?
Out of that magic disappearing box with the two doors on it, Jingle.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this whole wagon's full of magic stuff, Bill. Look, hats for rabbits to come out of, bouquets that fold up, all sorts of stuff.
Well, these two are going to have to think up some new tricks if they want to keep out of a long jail term, Jingle.
You haven't proved the thing, Hickok. Just because you found Slick in the wagon doesn't prove that I'm guilty of anything.
It sure points in that direction, though.
That won't get you anywhere when I come to trial.
You trying to run out on me, Doc?
Shut up, you fool.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Slick.
I ain't saying no more.
Hey, Bill, look at here.
What'd you find, Jingle?
A whole box full of jewelry. Rings, necklaces, watches. What do you think of that?
I think we got all the evidence we need. Tie these two up and let's take them in, Jingle.
That'll be a pleasure. But first I want to try out this magic box. Ladies and gentlemen, watch closely. I just step inside like this, say the magic word, and close the door.
Watch out, Jingle.
Here I go. Alakazam! The other door doesn't open. Hey, Bill, get me out of here.
All right, partner. All right. Take it easy now.
I'm stuck. I can't breathe. It's dark in here, Bill. Bill, open the door. Ooh-wee. Ooh, Bill, for a minute I thought I'd really disappeared. But I guess for a big fellow like me, it takes a bigger magic word than Alakazam.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be back again on Monday with another action-packed Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
Right you are, Guy. And just wait and see the pack of trouble we get into chasing the shotgun swindler.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Open your mouth and shut your eyes. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, there's a grand surprise. Yes, with Variety Pack, you get all your favorite Kellogg cereals, 10 generous servings, each individually packaged, fresh to you. You can take your pick of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and many other kinds. Open your mouth and shut your eyes. When you choose from Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll get a grand surprise. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Herb Vigran, Tony Barrett, Bill Baucom, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oronk. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!